Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Yes, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Los Angeles, California. And he's here.
Yes, I am here. The young shooter in the flesh with the big, what's your name? The Disruptor?
With fucking, what?
The big
the
Disruptor.
Mandingo.
The Gringo Mandingo.
This on today's fucking podcast, the young shooter is here. We are in Los Angeles. We are catching up on every single thing. This, that, and the third ways. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy up with something real loud. But most importantly, start this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with the young shooter live from Los Angeles, California. Let's go. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in the place to be. In Tsukasa. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Jewish Charles Oakley, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. You're now rocking with the very best. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. I Am Rappaport, in the place to be, coming live and direct, live and direct from Los Angeles, California. Why am I here? How did I get here? Doesn't fucking make a difference. The point, the fact is that I am in LA. And when I am in LA, boom, the part-time sometime, co-host with the most. Sometimes he shows up, sometimes he doesn't. But today he's in the place to be. Let's bring him in. They call him Deuce Pacino. Other people call him Deuce Cuddles. Some people like to call him Deuce Valentine. But most of you know him as the young shooter, a.k.a. Dean Collins. Dean Collins is in the place to be. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Boom, we're here.
Yes, rapper, we are here. We are here in the flesh, in person. I'm sitting in your hotel room in Los Angeles. It's always a different vibe. I could already feel the vibe is different in a good way, good energy. It's different from doing it over Zoom. I like seeing you face to face. I really like seeing you. You do sound very inflamed today. I didn't, because we didn't really talk too much before I got here, so I didn't know how you were sounding today. Saw you yesterday. And we got Jenny's ice cream. You made me, you just looked around like you shouldn't be, like I shouldn't say that. Should we not say that you got Jenny's ice cream yesterday? That's a big secret, I guess. apparently you're on a diet, but you broke that for sure. We got some Jenny's ice cream, and now you sound like shit. I don't know what happened. You sound like you just woke up. You lost your voice.
I haven't lost shit.
You lost something. You don't sound right.
Listen, it's that time of year. It's like two times a year.
But it's always that time of year.
Two times a year. It gets me in the summer. It gets me at the winter changes.
The fall,
I don't
spring.
Fucking know. I had the flu. I went to the fucking doctor. They gave me a flu test. They said I have the flu. I don't know why. When I get the flu, it can't just be like a normal person. For some reason, it affects my voice. I'm fighting it off.
Why am I near you when you're fighting it off?
I'm at the end of the... Motherfucker, what'd you have? You said you had diarrhea.
No, I didn't say I had diarrhea. When did I say I had diarrhea?
It's something.
No, I didn't say any of that. I sound good. I'm healthy. I'm feeling good. I don't want you to rub off on me.
You don't have something?
I have zero. I'm feeling great. I did Barry's boot camp last night. I'm feeling good. Lean and mean. You don't sound great, but you have a fantastic new haircut. It's very edgy. It's very like you're like a 23-year-old fuckboy or something. It's like, it's short on the sides. It's, they've kind of like, I don't want to use the word thin. What did they do? They kind of like edged it out on top. I don't know the correct hair term for it, but it looks good, man.
I'm not into my fucking looks like you are.
No, you are.
No, I'm not. You go into the barbershop, and every time you go into the barbershop, you think somehow, some way, that they're going to fucking make you into Brad Pitt circa Fight Club. That's never going to happen.
I gave up on that
dream. Sometimes you think you're going to come out looking like, who are your other references? Matt Damon, like circa Good Will Hunting.
Sure. I mean, that was,
it's never going to happen. I told you that. They're just barbers. They're just giving you a haircut. They're not fucking magicians. It's right. Not AI. They're not fucking, they can't surgically fucking fix your whole thing. You're never going to look like fucking Brad Pitt. Who are some of the references?
I don't know some of the other references. Brad Pitt is definitely one of them.
You do know some of the references.
It's the Brad Pitt photo from Meet Joe Black premiere. It's specifically the premiere of Meet Joe Black, I think in 98.
The fact that you go in there and show that to barbers.
I've done it so many times.
And they're like looking at you. Sometimes they laugh in your face.
They've laughed and they've been like, well, we don't have plastic surgeons here. You know, they say that sometimes. And I threw the photo away. I figured maybe not. Don't take that in anymore.
Who else have you brought in there?
Well, luckily my girlfriend cuts my hair for the past year and a half, so I haven't had to go in anywhere. And I burned that photo.
Did she do it with like clippers and shit?
No, she does it. I'll just be like, I need a haircut, like stat, like tonight.
What
I need
is it stat?
To look good. Just like, let's go drop everything that you're doing. I don't care what you're doing.
That's
I need
a term?
That haircut. Yeah, stat, right? Like stat. Pronto. Yeah.
I never heard that term.
Oh, maybe I made that up. I think that's a term. But we don't fact check on the podcast.
I need a haircut stat.
Yeah. I need a haircut stat.
And I mean, your haircuts have been fine, but...
They've been good. They've been really good, actually. I got really good. She gives great haircuts.
But she got clippers?
No,
like
I don't
a,
do
like,
clippers.
Like, oh, what do you do? That's like a fucking butter knife? Like, what do you do?
No, just regular, like nice scissors. Just we'll do like... I'll get out of the shower. Sometimes it's wet. Sometimes it's dry. You don't know what we're doing, but... But the buzzer, when you start seeing your scalp, that's when it's not a good look. And I've tried beanies on. I thought I could rock a beanie. I look like a cancer patient. It's a terrible look. And if it's a terrible look for me, it's a terrible look for you. And I always tell you that, you know, we can always kind of figure out what looks good on who. And
I'm not wearing beanies because I don't think I'm in like a fucking indie rock band.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think I'm in an indie rock band. But you know what I do wish? I wish that we could start normalizing wearing makeup. Like guys need to be able to wear makeup. And I'm sure that's like, that is normal, I guess. But like, if I want to get rid of some fucking dark circles under my eyes or some blemishes, why can't I like put some fucking makeup on? Well, why?
Are you wearing some now?
No, I don't. I wouldn't know where to start. I'd have to YouTube tutorial that.
I think you would know where to start.
What does that mean? I have no idea. How would I know where to start?
Because you just said, I think we need to normalize guys wearing makeup like you wanted to announce that you're wearing makeup.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying like, because I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, fuck, my eyes are really dark. Like I got a couple blemishes. Like I don't look my best. And I know that with just a little bit of contour.
Get yourself some fucking toner or something.
Toner, contour. I'm not talking about eyeshadow. Mascara. No, that will look a little nuts, but I just want to look fresh. And I feel like I got
wash your fucking face.
It doesn't help.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you had any.
I think Pharrell, I think man makeup is like now like a thing.
I think that it should be. I don't see a problem with it.
I mean, listen.
You should, I mean, God, it would work wonders on you. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, just for like light things for me, for you, probably a life changer. Probably a life changer.
No, fuck. I'm not walking around with fucking fake lashes on. And
have you been wearing makeup in some of your recent Instagram posts?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Be honest.
No.
Swear to God, you're not. You didn't put any kind of toner on or anything.
No,
what about filters?
I don't fuck with filters.
Beauty filters.
I don't do any of that shit. Okay. And I could afford to do some of it because, like, you know, sometimes my mom like, oh, I saw your video. Your skin looked, you know, redder. It's like
right.
I'm like, okay. But what do you mean? Right. You just said
what I'm saying though. So when you're seeing some of those comments or your mom saying it,
that's not a comment. That's my mom reaching out to me. It's my mom.
Well, they say mother knows best, right? So maybe you should listen to that. And I'm just saying it can't hurt to wear makeup or put a beauty filter on. I think it'd be good.
You just asked me, was I doing it because I noticed
on one of the videos, I saw some sort of a difference. It was really nice. It looked really great.
No.
Okay. So you're just doing some healthy morning routines. It's good. I'm happy for you.
I'm big on my skincare.
Great. I know you are.
Could be better on it. You know, you could always do more for your skin.
That's okay. You're doing the best. And I see you got a tattoo. We're always posting. Let me say it because you don't have to comment on it all. But wherever you're getting this fucking tattoo removal spot, I'm not going to name the name. I'm just going to be real because I want to keep it real on the podcast. I see it sometimes. You post fantastic tattoo removal spot. You have been getting a fucking this tattoo is tiny. It's tiny. We've been working on this goddamn tattoo for over 2 years.
It looks the same. I've only had 7 sessions.
Only 7. Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you something. Tattoo removal, it's still not a perfect thing. But the place I'm going to is the best of it. The ones on my fingers, this one's pretty much gone.
That is what, I mean.
Where's that?
I see it a little bit, but it's almost gone. But 7 sessions.
But that's the way it works. It's 2 years. It's, you need to go for 12 sessions, like a year.
I've seen guys head to toe from prison, Toby Morse style, fully tatted. 7 sessions, they'll remove all of it.
Wrong. That's just not true.
That's okay. You're on your journey. That's what's most important. That's your journey. Would I ever take that journey? Fuck no. I'd find something else.
So you don't want to get that fucking dog tattoo on your arm that was supposed to be a bear?
You know what? And I think
that tattoo sucks dick.
Fine. That's totally fine by me.
You have a dog, a stray dog tattooed on your arm, and you thought you were getting a wolf?
I was going for a wolf. She made it into like a chihuahua on its like third stint in rehab. I don't know what it's doing. It's not great, but it's a conversation starter. And it's funny that it's not a wolf, because if it was a wolf, I'd take myself a little too seriously. It's not that cool. Now it looks like a fucking corgi, and it's something to talk about. If I get it removed, I'm going somewhere where that's going to take 2 sessions and it's gone.
There's no way that black ink, fucked up, stray dog tattoo that you have on your arm would come out in less than, let me see it.
Yep.
Black thick ink, that ain't going to come out for about 16 sessions.
Okay, I don't know about that, but I was also thinking about doing a cover up on it to potentially.
And get what?
Potentially get a portrait of my cat Pablo instead, because it's already like a dog. So it's like, I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy on my arm.
But who would you go back to the person that put that fucking dog on you?
Fuck no. I can't call her out on the podcast. The work that I saw her do was fantastic before I got it, but she did amazing line work. Didn't do anything like this. And I showed up that day. I texted her.
That tattoo sucks.
Yeah, it's not her best. And she was kind of looking like, ooh, not my best, while I was in the chair. And then she was like, why don't we add some white to the eyes? Like white ink to the eyes. And I was like, you know what? It's so fucked up as it is. Go ahead, throw it in there. Just fucking do whatever you want to do at this point.
You should call her out and she should do the cover up.
I don't want her near me. But that's all right.
Because that shit looks crazy.
Well, at least I don't have fucking little monkeys on my arm. That's what you got. And it's taken 7 sessions to remove one of them. You got like Toy Story like monkeys.
Bad decisions. But the ones on my fingers are almost gone.
Yep. Congratulations.
The ones on my fingers are almost gone. It all has to do with the density. Look at that. That thing's almost
fucking
gone. Yep,
you're right.
Like that just looks like a little tiny bit.
What
did
it say? PMS?
PMS, yeah.
What is that for? Like like PMS. Menstrual cycle yes. type shit?
Yeah. Why? I got a fucking PMS tattoo.
Why?
Go fuck yourself. Okay? You're not going to fucking
but
try.
But why? What, like, did you get that and you were like, what am I doing?
Who the fuck
I
knows?
Can acknowledge this is a shit tattoo that I have, but like you.
The dog? What other ink do you have?
The other ones are fantastic.
What else do you have? You have the one, first one which is what?
The first one is the cover of the Arctic Monkeys AM album, which I, it's a
is
sound
still
wave.
A good album?
It's a fantastic, it's aged fantastically,
okay,
fine
what's the
wine.
Other one in the dog?
The dog and the other one is a tattoo that I got in Israel. And it's a deconstruction of the Star of David because
that's
went.
That's not a deconstruction of yeah, the Star is. Of David. That's just two triangles.
No, if you flip it around, it becomes the
no
Jewish
shit
star.
If you flip it around, but you can't.
That's what it is. It's deconstruction,
but
and
you can't flip that around. So it just looks like two triangles.
It's two triangles on top of each other, sort of like off center. But I got that in Israel on birthright, and I know you're Mr. Israel. And when I went on my birthright trip, I was with a bunch of people that I didn't know.
And you all got
and
that
we all said,
tattoo.
They all said, why don't we get a tattoo on our last night of birthright in Tel Aviv?
Let's go get a birthright in Israel.
Yes.
And do one of the main things that as a Jew you're not supposed to do,
tattoo
ourselves.
That's true. That is very true.
What were you on? Drugs?
I wasn't on anything.
What were you on?
I wasn't on
Molly?
Anything. Nothing.
Acid?
No mushrooms? Alcohol, no weed, no nothing.
What were you on?
I was on nothing. And we all said, let's get something. It'll bond us.
So
we're already on birthright.
So we can never be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Well, I don't know if I want to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. I'm not looking to be buried at all, to be honest with
Me
you.
Me neither.
Like
I don't want anybody coming, pissing on my grave.
I know. And I know that's the whole thing. You can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery. My dad was very strict about that growing up, about tattoos. But we all decided, I said, how about this, guys? And I found something. And they all said, yes, 100%. We all went into the tattoo shop together.
Let's go
I
get
said,
two triangles.
Yes. I said, I'm going first. And they said, fantastic. We're all excited to be behind you. I got it. And then they all said, you know what? We're good.
Not one of the people got it.
Not one person from my group got it.
That's fucked up.
It is fucked up. But I have a video of me getting it. Shout out to the tattoo artist, the Israeli tattoo artist out there. His name is Avi. And he did a fantastic job. But yeah, they all bowed out. I have these problems with tattoo. I don't know what it is. But
so you just have those three?
That's it. I don't really plan on getting another one. If I did, it's got to be very significant.
What would it be?
I don't know. That's what I
think you should get a portrait of Pablo on your other arm.
I think it's a great idea.
A stray dog and
oh,
then
no,
Pablo.
No. Not on my other arm. Just on this arm is fine.
You can't cover that up.
Okay. Well, then I'll just.
You need to talk to like somebody who really understands.
Dr. Wu, come on in.
Don't talk to a tattoo artist. You need to talk to a tattoo person.
Okay.
And they could give you the real deal before
okay.
you fucking waste your money on fixing that fucking stray dog that's supposed to be a bear. Or a wolf.
It was supposed to be a wolf.
Supposed to be a wolf.
That's all right. At least I don't have a tattoo that says PMS that I'm getting removed.
Not
that's
PMS,
taken,
motherfucker.
That's taken
PMA.
2 years to get rid of. It's literally, it's like two letters on your finger and we're like, fantastic tattoo removal shop. Like, it's only my 16th session. Like, Jesus Christ. Get it off. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Other than that, how are you?
I'm good. Why don't you tell the people why you're not going to go to Portland with me?
I was really looking forward to going to Portland with you.
You were going to go to Portland with me. You're supposed to be my security.
I know.
You're supposed to be shooting the shows.
That's done.
There's been tons of, they're going to protest me. They're going to do this, that, and the third. Well, just protest.
There hasn't been any threats. There's no threats.
Not like anybody's threatening to do something to me. They're just basically saying that I am a genocidal maniac, and I love genocide, and they're going to protest my shows.
Yes.
They've been harassing me online. They have been harassing the club online. We made an iconic video the last time we were in Portland.
Multiple videos out in Portland. There's something in the air in Portland. Oregon in particular, I'm just very drawn to Oregon. I love Oregon. We had such a great time the last time we were there at Helium Comedy Club.
Voodoo Donuts.
We hit all the hot spots. I love Portland.
We went to a game.
Oh my God! Yeah,
we went to the fucking Trailblazers game.
What time is it?
Dame time.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Dame time. Bitch. That was sick. We were courtside for that. That was sick. Can't do that this time. This time you have to go into hiding, and I don't want to be around it. I don't want to be associated with you. I don't want to risk it. And once I saw the protests, there were tons of comments. I was like, "Fuck this." You're on your own.
You know what? That's fucked up.
You're on your own. You did it to yourself. Do I agree with the people that are protesting? No.
Well, you fucking bowed out and you sold me out. You fuck you.
I didn't sell you out. This is all you. This is your voice getting you in trouble with the people. They're very angry at you. Whatever it is, but I don't know what they think is going to happen out there. Do they want to shut down the shows? Like, are they going to be using the megaphone while you're on stage?
That's the thing. It's like, what do you want?
And they're very violent. A lot of the people that are like talking and commenting, they're against violence, but they're very violent towards you. They want something really bad to happen to you.
Well, no, listen, nothing bad is going to happen to me. The shows are going to be great. The crowds last time were great.
They were.
The people in Portland were awesome. You know, it's show business. The show, I mean, this is like everybody knows this term.
The show must go on.
The fucking show must go on. Now, with somebody like you, who's supposed to be a friend, supposed to be a security guard, supposed to be a videographer, just dropping out at the last minute, that just goes to show how fucked up you are.
Look, I would have been there.
You fucked your ass. You fucked me and you fucked your ass. You fucked your own ass.
No, don't. And I don't like that phrase. I don't like that term.
You fucked your ass?
No, I don't know what that is. I never heard anyone say that. What does that mean? I'm not saying that. I'd prefer you not to say that to me. I'm actually a little bit offended you saying that to me.
Then I said what?
I'm not saying it. You could say it. Actually, just don't say it. We're just going to move on past that.
Other people
that
would
phrase.
Say you fucked your ass.
Okay. Well, if that's the term, that's the term. And then I guess I fucked my ass. Okay.
Boom. You just said
no,
it.
No, but I was saying what you were saying, and you're not clipping that.
Then
I didn't say that. No, I'm not saying it. You're not catching me twice.
We'll just say it
I'm
again.
Not saying
Miles
it twice.
Jordan,
nope.
Say it again.
Nope. I'm good.
Say it again, Miles. Repeat it.
Then I guess I fucked my ass.
Boom. There it was. He just said it again.
Now you're using it against me, and I really don't appreciate that. Okay.
Miles
Jordan, don't fucking play that again.
They just did.
Then I guess I fucked my ass.
There it is again.
Don't play that shit again.
They just played it again.
Okay, you're filthy, you're unhinged, and you're incorrigible.
Huh?
It's a word that I learned. Incorrigible. It's a not able to
like
change somebody.
That sounds like something you might have learned like from your girlfriend.
No, she has no idea what the fuck that means either.
Calling her dumb?
No, I say that. Me and Logan used to say it all the time because a director that he worked with, the famous Chris Columbus, who directed all the Harry Potter films, Mrs. Doubtfire, Home Alone, he was with his producing partner out in Tokyo when we were out there with them. And his producing partner said, oh, Chris, you're incorrigible. You're incorrigible. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And it means like not able to change someone out of their ways. And I think that that's you. You're incorrigible.
You sold me down the fucking river when it was time to fucking show up in Portland and do the shows.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's not right. And you know what? You duly noted, you incorrigible. Okay. Fuck you.
Okay.
Duly noted. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, the other day, you were telling me, I had called you, you were in your car, you were very amped up, because you like to put it, the persona is Mike's crazy.
No.
Mike's unhinged.
You do that all by yourself.
I
have nothing to do with that. No, you're saying it. And Miles Jordan, maybe say that.
No, you fuck.
Maybe clip that.
Mike's crazy. Mike's unhinged.
Mike's crazy. Mike's unhinged. You do that all by yourself.
No, no, don't make me say it again,
say
Miles
that.
Jordan.
Say, can you clip that for me, man?
Mike's crazy. Mike's unhinged. Why does it keep saying that?
It's because it's true. You said it.
That's the facade that Mike's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Although, throughout the years, throughout the episodes, throughout the podcasts of the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, we have had the good fortune of sharing numerous stories from the young shooter, about the young shooter, showing that you are actually out of control. We've talked about your road rage.
Mm-hmm.
I've warned you about your road rage. I've been concerned about your road rage. You have like weird things that go on in the darkness of night. A lot of driving stuff. Your car is in the shop now.
Yes.
Okay, because
yes.
You've had yet another.
Someone hit me. They took full responsibility for it.
There's always somebody hitting you or you hitting somebody.
It happens.
That is a fact.
It's Los Angeles.
That
it happens.
That is a fact.
It is a fact.
There's always somebody. There's always, where's your car? What's that on your car? It's a scrape. What happened? This happened. This person did this to me. There's always that. There's always, I was in this Rite Aid. A homeless person did this. A crackhead did that. This person threatened. There's always something in the car. You chase down this person. You chase down that person. There's always like, you almost get beat up in the casino.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about any of it. All of that has been 100% true.
It's been documented.
Been documented, and I completely agree with you.
Okay. So the other day I called you, and I want you to tell me, because I was like, you know what? I don't even want to fucking hear it. I called you. You were all breathing heavy.
I was in a bad mood.
Do you want to share why you were in a bad mood with me and with the listeners of the I Am Rapoport Stereo?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. I'll make it quick, too. I think that people can relate to this and would appreciate like where I'm coming from here. But basically, yes, my car is in the shop. I'm in a rental car. I had just got my rental car. It's a bright blue Mini Cooper. Okay. I got my rental car and I made sure to take my parking pass, my resident parking pass, out of my car at the body shop, because I'm thinking, well, I got to park my car on the street and I don't want to get a ticket. So I took the parking pass out of my car that I drive, and I brought it.
The one that's in the shop.
Yes. And I brought
another, it. Yet another incident.
Sure. And I brought it into the Mini Cooper, being responsible. This is what a responsible person does. Takes the parking permit out of the car, takes it into the rental car. Then I go to my place. I see a movie that night.
What movie?
I saw...
What film?
I don't know. It was either...
What film did you see?
I think I saw Poor Things. It was either Poor Things or this movie called Night Swim with Kurt Russell's son, Wyatt Russell, which was like a stupid horror film, but it was still fun. But by the way, Poor Things, absolutely terrible.
What is that? Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo, Emma Stone.
Didn't it win all these awards?
Yeah, forget it. It's so fucking weird.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, saw a movie, parked the car on the right side of the street because there's street sweeping the next day, so all the cars are on the right side of the street. I made sure to put my parking pass on. I'm covered. Go to sleep. Don't have to worry about any tickets the next morning because I got my parking pass on my rental car. Next morning, I get to my car. I have a $120 ticket on the windshield for my car, and I'm thinking, why the fuck do I have... First of all, it's never been that high. I'll get $55 tickets for street sweeping.
Oh, you get
street
tickets
sweeping.
Often.
Yes. Well, sometimes if I'm on the wrong side, fair enough.
You choose not to go out and move the car.
I forgot it was on the wrong side of the street. Whatever it is,
right?
Parking
I'm just
fucking
showing
sucks.
That, like, your mentality is
sure. Okay, but this time,
because the other day we were driving, and we parked for an hour, and you were like, "Oh, is there? I wonder, is the meter ran out?" And I'm like,
"Yeah, I'm being responsible," and it had 30 minutes.
But you didn't put any money into the meter to begin with, and I'm thinking, do you think that if you walk away for just 10 minutes, you're always trying to beat the fucking system?
As you should, with the parking enforcement in LA, fuck these people. I shouldn't have to pay for this bullshit.
I got it.
Okay, I don't like parking enforcement.
Nobody does. Anyway, I'm just trying to share a fair assessment of
that's
how
all
you
true.
Are when it comes to meters, meter
yes,
maids,
yes,
parking, and all the
yes.
Because you're fucked up with that shit.
Okay, fine. That's fair.
This you time, have to okay, fine me.
Okay.
I'm being really respectful.
Okay, well, just be a little bit more respectful while I'm
be
telling
a fucking
the story.
Pro.
Why don't you be a pro? Because are you a professional?
Be.
I thought you were a professional.
Be a professional.
Be a professional. Be a pro.
Dean, be a fucking pro.
Okay.
Because if you want to share the story, share, like, you gotta
yeah,
give people.
I'm doing it.
Go ahead.
This is the context. I wake up the next day.
The context is important.
Yes. I wake up the next day.
You didn't give any context.
Motherfucker, let me tell the story. I wake up to a $120 ticket. That's astronomical.
Yes.
That's like driving in the carpool lane when you don't have a passenger with you. That's like how much you get charged, like $120, $500. This is an insane parking ticket.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, why the fuck?
You got an insane parking ticket.
Yeah, why did I get this? So I pick up the parking ticket because I'm on the right side of the street.
Yes.
Street sweeping, I didn't get caught with that.
Not necessarily the right side of history, but the right side of the street.
Sure. Okay, I was on the right side of the street. I pick it up, and the reason I got a $120 ticket was because my resident parking pass that was hung up on the rear view mirror where I have it.
Correct.
The license plate of my rental car doesn't match the license number
ticket
of a rent of my
ticket.
Parking pass.
Ticket. Ticket.
That is
ticket.
Such bullshit.
Well, that's
what fucking asshole is walking down the street when we're all on the same side of the street with street sweeping. I had already adhered to that. And they go, "Oh, that license doesn't match that resident."
That's a 9-to-5er, a guy who's working
that's
for the city to
that's
keep
a fucking
this fucking
dick.
City clean, to bring taxes into this fucking city. And that kind of dick is looking for assholes like you that think they're going to fucking slim dick around.
I wasn't even trying to.
You were trying to slim dick around the law. And when you try to slim dick around the law, what happens?
Well, you get a $120 ticket,
you
I guess.
You yourself get slim dicked.
Whatever. I didn't even think about it. I didn't think, the license plate numbers have to match the parking permit with the car. Fuck all that. I put the permit on the car.
Which didn't apply in this situation, so now we slim dick you.
So I was so fucking heated by this parking ticket that you always see these parking enforcement vehicles driving around the neighborhood. They're always looming around. So I got in the car, and I thought, fuck that. Fuck appealing online.
Right.
Fuck going through the whole system
You're going to give that parking meter guy some street justice.
I'm going to try and take it into my own hands. Some street justice. Not fighting. I just want to have a couple questions. I happen to have the $120 ticket on me, and I happen to be circling the neighborhood now, trying to find somebody.
See, you try to portray me as fucking nuts.
In a lot of ways,
portray me as fucking nuts. Let me tell you something, fella. And your father.
Don't bring my father into this. The listeners
would go, okay, I won't bring your father and your mother into it.
How fucking dare you bring my father and my mother into this podcast like that?
The listeners would go, when you got that ticket, asshole, if you think you're going to bring some street justice to the meter maid, you're looking for. Possibly get arrested.
No, fuck no. That wouldn't get arrested because I just have a few questions.
And did you find the meter maid?
I'll tell you, I drove for about 15 minutes and I was going down Santa Monica Boulevard, looking left, looking right at all the side streets, trying to find some vehicle. Of course, when you're trying to find them, they're nowhere to be found. I could not find one of these cars, but I thought, fuck appealing this shit online. Fuck going to the courthouse. I want to ask the guy, like, dude, really?
And he would say the license would
and
have
I'd be
to...
like, what the fuck?
And then he's going to say, what could I do? Sir, number one, stay.
What could I do?
Excuse me, sir. Stay 10 feet away from me, number one.
That's I'm 10 feet away. I'm in my car.
Don't come close.
The windows are down. My hands are above the steering wheel. You could see him.
And then he would say, sir, if the license doesn't match the parking pass, I'm going to give you a ticket, and I'm going to give you a ticket every time, you fuck you.
And you're going to double the price of the ticket, right?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what you want to do. You want to double it on me. Not just a regular $55 ticket. You want to do $120
for it. That's what we're going to do to you, motherfucker. Now, sir, do you have a problem?
Yes, I absolutely do. I have a fucking problem.
If you have a problem, I could call the police.
We don't have to go through police. We can handle this, you and I, because I circled the block
Is
trying
that
to
a
find
threat,
you.
Sir?
It's not a threat. It's just what's going to happen.
Are you saying
we're handling it? You and I.
You circled the block to try to find me.
Yes,
now
I did.
So you're confronting me. I could call the cops now and get you arrested.
Oh, big fucking deal! Call the cops. I mean, what are they going to do?
Who's a crazy person? You're nuts.
Listen,
you're fucking.
I just want to know what was my other option? What
you
was my other option?
Eat it and follow the fucking law,
That's
asshole.
That's ridiculous.
That's what you're going to do.
That is ridiculous.
Now you're
going
to pay that $120, and if you make any fucking,
I appealed
move,
that shit.
And you know what? When you find out whether or not that appeal works or not, you come right
and
to the
And then I'm
going to
double appeal it because it's the principle. I could pay for it. It's a lot of money, but I could pay for it, but it's the principle. And if they reject that claim, I'm going to take it to small claims court at that point. Now we're going to court, and I hope I could find the actual person who wrote the ticket because I want him. I want him. I don't want the parking enforcement of Los Angeles. I want him.
You're threatening him.
Not threatening him. Not a threat.
Because that sounds like a threat.
Not a threat. Just saying I want
because
him.
It,
want to see him eye to eye.
Let me tell you something. This won't be the first time or the last time that an actual episode of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast could be used in court.
Against me? Oh, interesting.
I'm not saying
okay.
I'm gonna
that sounds like a threat from you now.
No. I'm just telling you that do not say something. You're threatening a public official, somebody who works for the city, a city employee. So like when this gets pulled into court, they're just gonna listen to this. They're going to ask Miles and Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. They're going to ask them for the raw files to see if it was taken out of context. Then they're going to go, oh, no, it wasn't taken out of context. The guy that Michael Rapaport had on his show, who he refers to as the young shooter, he's fucking nuts, and he's threatening city officials, city employees.
Wasn't doing any of that, but I've calmed down now. I've appealed it, and that's all I could do. I handled it the right way.
And when you lose your appeal, and you're going to lose your appeal.
Oh, okay.
What's going to happen then?
Then I'm going to have to just fucking pay it and forget about it and leave it in the past.
Now, have you learned your fucking lesson?
No. I mean, I don't know what I would have done differently. I don't think I would
Excuse
have done
me,
anything
sir.
Differently.
Have you learned your lesson?
No, I'm not going to say that.
See, this is a guy who's crazy.
Okay. Well, then I'm crazy. What can I tell
See,
you?
See, I get it all out. You're just smiling along. Well, you're just hunky-dory, like pointing the finger at me. Rappaport's all fucked up. Mike Rapp's this. Mike Rapp's haircut that. Blah, blah,
I
blah,
said
blah,
it's a good haircut. I just said it was kind of like a fuckboy haircut.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about with the filters in my videos, or you need filters, you need makeup, whatever the fuck you're
I
talking
was
about.
Wondering about it.
You're the guy who's unhinged.
Okay.
You're the guy who possibly is on the verge. It's all out there with me.
I'll live with that then. I'll have to just live with that, and I'll think about it, and I'll sit with that, and I'll think about that a little bit longer.
You fucking eat that.
Okay, I've ate it.
You fucking eat that.
I did.
Okay?
I did.
And you come to terms with that shit.
I am. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I heard about a documentary on Netflix called The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Yeah, I heard of that.
I didn't watch it yet, but I heard it.
Is it a documentary or is it a show?
Like docuseries.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I should check that out because I thought it was like a narrative TV show and I was like,
No, it's not that. It's not that. You haven't seen that?
Have you seen it?
No, that's why I'm asking you.
No, and I'm saying I haven't seen it.
Have you seen anything?
Yeah, well, so now we can't fucking talk about Natalia Grace because I haven't seen the fucking
I haven't seen Natalia Grace either.
Well, maybe we'll both check it out and we can reconvene and see how it is. But what I have seen, because I know you're all about your cult docs and Mother God might take the cake. Or Love Has Won on HBO, that might take the cake, in my opinion, as one of the best, craziest cult docs I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I know you were all about Wild Wild Country.
You know, Wild Wild Country is a better film.
Sure. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying as far as like...
Mother God was totally out of her fucking mind. But
that was insane.
If you rewatched Wild Wild Country, because that was like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It's worth a rewatch.
That is a great film, and I think it's like 6 hours.
Yeah, it's something like that. There's this other thing I saw on Netflix. It doesn't come close to Mother God, but they just released something called Escaping Twin Flames about these two people.
Right.
They're on some cult shit, and they kind of prey on people that are looking for love, and you know, some of these people have broken up with their boyfriends or their girlfriends, and these kind of quote unquote cult leaders are like, that's your twin flame. Like, you need to go get them back. And if they have a restraining order against you, you need to break that restraining order because that's your flame. That's your soulmate in life. And it goes all sorts of twists and turns and wacky shit. And the guy who's leading it, they have like footage of him talking about when he was younger, like the Jonestown massacre and how he was like, I would love to be a cult leader. I think I could be a great cult leader. Like, they have him saying all sorts of shit, but it's this husband and wife who were like preying on these very vulnerable people who are looking for love. It starts going into a whole thing where, God, they start doing like trans conversion therapy. Like, they start having women like transitioning into men and pairing them up. It gets really like kooky and out there.
Did they encourage people to break the restraining order?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I fuck with these people.
Yeah, no, it's, and they're like, because
I was
like,
at that point once.
I know. We've all known about that. It's on Google.
I mean, and
Google
and
that lives forever.
I mean, but when I got the case, when I caught that case, I don't fuck around. Because then they start talking about.
No, you can't do that.
Like, I'm like, just you bringing me to the police station
that
was enough.
That spooked you enough.
Like, I didn't need, you didn't have to do all the whole other fucking thing. But I will say in regards to that, the prosecuting attorney saw me 20-something years later, and he apologized.
Really?
They apologized in person right outside my Starbucks. They said, we didn't want to do it. We didn't think you did anything wrong. We were getting pressured. It was the time. Bah, 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 bah.
Okay, well, maybe while we're at it, we can expunge that from the record. Maybe we just, because it's on Google still, maybe we can get that off that fucking record.
We got enough fucking problems.
That's all right. Do you still have to adhere to, like, what happens if you are in the same room as...
Oh, there's no...
I don't know if I can say her name.
Who cares about her?
Okay.
Well,
Who cares about her?
Fuck her.
Maybe we make a documentary on that situation. Maybe I'll be the one helming that
film. You know the term a walk and talk?
Yeah, I know walk and talk.
Like, it's like a film term, like, you know, Woody Allen.
Yeah, you're walking and you're talking about your case. Like, yeah, I knocked on this chick's window and... You're walking, we're talking about it, and it's just kind of like it's an uneventful documentary.
No, like in a movie, you'll do like a walk and talk shot. It's like somebody walking and talking. I coined the term walk and stalk.
Walk and stalk. And you're proud of that. But what I would love for in this documentary, in the documentary of the stalking charge that you got, I would pay to see the recreation of somebody in slow motion knocking on the window. Like, I want to see it like an actor. Like, they film him from behind. It's dark and spooky out. Couple knocks on the window. Like, I would love to see those recreations.
Yeah, I have no problem
with
it.
That'd be cool.
I would have no problem with it. And listen, the reality of it is it was a great thing that happened. I learned my lesson, and we moved on in our life. We moved
now
on.
It's like everybody should be catching that charge. I mean, with fucking social media and cell phones and shit, you know, I'm calling, you know, if you're angry at your girlfriend or whatever, we're calling 20 times. You got to answer the phone. We're trying to reach you.
20 times over a four-day weekend
That's nothing. 20 times. Sometimes when things go straight to voicemail, my mom, I'll call her 5 times.
Yeah, I mean.
You didn't answer. We're trying to get a hold of you.
Listen.
Well, we're worried about you. We're concerned. We don't know if you're where you are, if you're alive.
What did you think I was calling for? I was just checking on you.
Maybe you were just checking on her. It kept going to voicemail. We wanted to make sure you got the call.
And then maybe is your voicemail not working?
It wasn't working.
Like, is it filled up?
Yeah, because then it got filled up. We just didn't know. So then, you know,
it's just a
light tap on the window.
A totally big
misunderstanding.
A big misunderstanding.
I'm on your side. I do hear you. But you learned your lesson, and that's good. And
I there's no docs about me, you fuck.
Well, maybe I'll fucking dive into that.
Anyway, Came, Saw, Disrupted. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I am on tour. I am doing shows. Come see me live in Michigan next week. Royal Oak, Michigan. And then I'll be in Jersey. All tickets, all information is available at Michael Rapaport. comedy.com. Do you want to sign off to the people?
I actually might fly out to Portland for the protest.
You fuck.
I might
protest
be
me.
I might be out there with one of the signs
protesting against me.
I don't. Who knows,
you,
man?
Fuck you.
Who
you
knows,
motherfucker? You, Miles Jordan, aka the Bleach Brothers, aka the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real,
real funky.
It's the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. We're out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.